Hi, welcome to NoppyCast. I'm Nancy Merriman, but my friends call me Noppy, and I'm your host for this official podcast of ourdolls.net. My friends, it is time for episode number 16 of NoppyCast with your favorite NoppyCast people ever, me, Noppy, and
Teresa Burke,
and Kirsten Larson.
We're the trio, the famous trio, and plus we're a quartet, except for it's not going to always be a quartet. We have an extra fourth member of our conversation today. As promised, we have brought in Crystal Purr to speak with you all about all of your questions. Hello, Crystal!
Hello! Yes, my name is Crystal Purr. I run the hair salon, and I'm very
Crystal, we're going to talk all about you in a little bit.
Yeah, just hang on a little bit, and we'll talk all about everything about you.
All right, well, I hope so. I mean to say, I came all this way. I would hope you would say a lot of things about me.
Oh,
Crystal,
yeah.
Crystal, don't worry about it. We'll get there, okay? But the first thing is first, and that is usually the news. So we might as well keep the schedule. Okay, here's the news.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Paul Windmill, and I'm the operator for Pleasantville. I get to take everybody's calls, and I'm going to fill you guys in on what the latest news stories in Pleasantville and on the ourdolls.net website are.
Hey, it's the news, and it's Paul. And I only have a couple little things because our last episode was our Christmas episode, so it was before Christmas, and, you know, if you read the website every day, then you'll pretty much know what our Christmas was like. It was great! But we had a skating party on Christmas Day, which was lots of fun, and nothing big happened. See, the last couple of years, we've had something big happen on Christmas Day, like usually a bear attack or like a wolf attack or something.
Yeah.
This year, everybody just went ice skating together all happy. So, it all turned out okay.
Yeah,
the skating party was fun.
Not much to report.
Uh-huh.
No, it was lots of fun. I had so much fun with Rachel and Sonia, especially.
Yeah, I didn't go skating. I just went snowboarding. We've been snowboarding. That's why I'm still in my snowsuit.
Yeah, you look kind of like a... Well, what do you think he looks like? Something like a pillow.
A red fox.
Eskimo dude. Yeah. Okay, so, then, Noffy, you have an exciting story that you wanted to tell about your world domination or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah, well, hey, people, do you remember kind of like the first episode, maybe, when I said I wanted to be intergalactically famous? Well, that means, that's kind of a hard thing to do, you know. And I've been working on it since I was a little kid. So, I'm on my way because there's some really great thing that happened, and so, through a series of events, my name on a plaque is going to go on a spaceship to Mars.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
And that only happened because somebody knew about me because of all the stuff that I've been doing.
Are you going to let them take a Mars doll?
Well, I could, but I don't think they're taking things. Otherwise, I would say take them along me, myself. But they just only have room for a little thing like a word or two. Or two words, Noffy and Merriman.
Yeah, because you don't want to get stuck on Mars.
What if you couldn't get back, man?
Then we couldn't podcast.
Well, I could send you podcasts of my voice, and you could put it together back home.
Yeah, if you were able to record yourself in Mars, but that would be pretty cool, too.
Of course I could. I could figure it out.
I hope you'll stay with us, Nancy. Don't move to Mars.
Well, it might be way off in the future. Right now, it's only my name going there. I might have to have a new name.
What?
What?
Well, my name's leaving me.
No, it's not.
Come on.
On a rocket ship.
No.
It's really great.
You can still stay here, though.
I didn't.
And you're going to need to. It's okay, Crystal. Just shh. Nan, you're going to want to stick around because of my... See, I'm trying to lead, like, really gracefully into the next topic. You're going to want to stay here because proper school's starting soon.
Oh.
And you got to stay in first chair, right? Or else your mom will get really mad.
Yeah, I don't really think that Miss Samantha would approve of Mars trips.
No, I don't think so. Even though I could always take your place because I'll go to Mars any day.
That'd be cool.
I'll stay just where I am, thank you very much.
Okay. I really don't understand.
Okay, well, that's it for the news this week. Bye!
Thanks for joining me for the latest news from Pleasantville. See you next time!
Well, I feel a little bit bad that we weren't really including Crystal very much in our news section, and we really want to give her the spotlight in this show because we invited her onto this show, and you all have been wonderful in sending in questions because I think you're all very interested in this character, Crystal Purr.
Oh, everybody's so excited. They have so many fashion questions for you, Crystal, because really you're the only person who can give them satisfactory answers on what's new in Pleasantville. What's the latest style?
Well, you're probably right about that.
Yeah, probably.
So for the main discussion in this episode, we're going to be asking Crystal Purr all about herself and the fashions and certain things like that.
Well, that's just wonderful.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Of course I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Sean Banks says, what is your favorite accessory?
Oh, well, I'd have to say, my favorite accessory, well, that's hard to say, actually, because I have several. I enjoy my earrings. They're my favorite pair of earrings that I wear. Are little pearls in an oval shape, and it goes with pretty much every ensemble that I wear. But my second favorite accessory are my gloves, my lace gloves, and they make every outfit look so elegant and refined.
Weren't those lacy gloves like all the rage last summer?
Well, yes, but they are still all the rage. As you can see, they can go with any outfit, especially when you're going calling.
I see you only have one. What happened to the other one?
Excuse me, it's right here.
Oh, okay.
Why would I only wear one, Kirsten Larson?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's the new style. You know, sometimes people do wacky things.
No, you're right. You do not know.
Next question from Rebecca Larson. The first one, she has two. The first one is, how do you know where the fashion advice is coming from and that it is true?
As if I would follow anyone's fashion advice if it wasn't true. You know, that's just the thing, is I have to trust my sources. And I have several sources.
Uh-huh. What are the sources?
I do not think that I would follow advice coming from someone like Kaya Azumai. Or, well, Kirstie Larson.
What?
Or, well, Dolores Montoya.
Yeah, but what about the year that you decided that it was really cool and fashionable to look just like me and my family? You know, aprons.
Yeah, what about that?
Dutch outfits, and look at my painted wooden shoes.
Oh, that was very last year.
It was actually 2 years ago.
I knew that. But you see, my fashion sources come straight from Lavender Fox.
Oh.
That is your number one source for fashion. Now, listen, everyone, carefully. When you go to a ball in which Lavender Fox is attending, you must pay careful attention to every little detail that you see on her person, such as the color of her jewelry, the color of the feathers in her hair, if there are feathers or if there are not, if she is wearing gloves, if she wears lots of jewelry or one simple pendant, which color? Are there patterns on her skirt? Or is it plain fabric with lots of texture in ruffles? Or is it silky and or feathery or whatever it might be? You must pay very close attention, and that is one way you will always be fashionable.
Oh my, alright.
Okay, well, I guess that answers the question.
The second one she said was, how many ball gowns do you own or want?
Well, I don't think I have quite as many ball gowns as Suzanne does, because I always give Suzanne ball gowns for Christmas and things. But I have quite a few, although most of my ball gowns are spring-oriented, which means during the winter I don't have quite as many.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I probably have somewhere around, well, 4.
That's pretty good. 1 for every season?
4 or 5.
Oh.
I've only got 1. And I put it away because it's spring one. So that means I've got none. Gosh, how do you keep on top of that kind of thing?
Well, she owns her other store, the clothes boutique.
I know. I must be the utmost of fashion if I'm to be the owner of such a fashionable boutique.
Right.
All right. Felicity Fairy says, what is your favorite hairstyle to do?
Well, I like to do hairstyles that have to do with curls, mainly. And I especially like to have the hair very poofy. There's something I do not like about hair that hangs down flat to the head.
What if that's the way your hair is naturally? I'm not lucky enough to have natural curl like Teresa.
Teresa only has natural curl because she's come to the hair salon enough times.
What?
I always say that the more you come to the hair salon and the more you curl your hair, the closer you will be to having natural curl. So eventually, if you curl your hair enough times, it will just curl up on its own.
Well, yes. That must have been what happened to me.
Yeah, probably.
Except for it's just kind of natural. I guess I have natural curly, but it's not really curly. It's just kind of messy.
Frizz.
Natural frizz. No female even has natural frizz.
From the amount of times that you frizzed it at the hair salon. So, Crystal,
your
ideal hairstyle is something with lots of poof and lots of curl.
Right? Yes.
If the moon held countless fashionable things, would you find a way to go? Asks Hallie.
Well, you know, I'm going to Mars. It's possible.
I know. Yeah. So, Crystal, what if the latest style came directly from the moon? What would you do?
Do they have fashionable people on the moon? I don't think so.
But if they did, if Mrs. Fox made a trip to the moon to get the latest cheese styles, then
I'm not sure that's the best example.
I don't think we're talking about food styles. That would be Suzanne's department.
Oh, okay.
But you see what Kirsten is saying. If Mrs. Fox said that it was fashionable to get your clothing from a boutique on the moon, would you go and shop there?
Well, of course. Okay. I mean to say, if Mrs. Fox did it.
All right, that answers the question. All right.
Savannah says, what is one thing that will always be fashionable in Pleasantville?
Probably jewelry. I don't think that jewelry would ever go completely out of style. You see, there will be different types of jewelry, but it doesn't mean that you wouldn't wear it.
Uh-huh.
Also, I do think that people will always have skirts. Pleasantville will never have fashion be in pants. Ever.
Oh my, that's quite a statement.
Well, I suppose. I mean, can you imagine Mrs. Fox in pants?
Well, Samantha wears pants every once in a while to ride a bicycle.
Imagine my mommy.
Oh.
That's really weird.
Yeah, I can kind of agree with that. All right, here's a question from somebody named Solana Matthews. I love designing fashion for me and my twin sister, Sonali. I was wondering where you get your inspiration for fashion.
Well, that all depends on what I've heard most recently from either Lavender Fox or Lily Merriman. And sometimes it's not exactly written out for you in the Pleasantville Lady all the time. Sometimes you have to do your own sleuthing around by listening to people's conversations. For example, I listen to Mrs. Merriman when she's talking about Lavender Fox. And I question her about which countries Lavender Fox has been visiting the most often, and then you can usually deduce that those countries are the ones that will have the certain styles that will be fashionable next.
So then when you decide that something is fashionable, what do you do next? Do you imagine it in your head and then make patterns, or do you do a drawing, or what?
Well, first of all, I look at the different colors that are in style. And then I look at the different types of dresses that are in style. And then I usually draw myself a little diagram of how the dress is going to look. And then I find as many patterns as I can for the different parts of the dress that are the same as before. And then I have to make up new patterns if I don't have any that match it. Mm. So it's a mixture between old patterns and whatever the new part of the dress is that wasn't fashionable before.
I see. So you usually draw a picture to help yourself out.
I think I did that when I was making myself a ball gown. I drew a little furry, fuzzy kitty face, which was me, and then I drew on it this big old dress with lots of bows on it, and so the fun part was drawing it. I wish I didn't have to actually sew these dresses. I'd much rather draw myself a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, me too. I'd much rather draw dresses.
So you'd rather be an artist than a seamstress?
100%.
Yeah, definitely.
I like sewing. All right, well, Felicity Fairy has another question and says, will you be taking a trip anytime soon?
Suzanne and I have talked about going on a trip to Paris.
Oh.
I've always dreamt of going to Paris.
Why?
Because that's where many, many wonderful fashions originated. And everyone knows that France is fashionable.
Oh, okay. Even when the Netherlands were fashionable?
Oh, yes. France was still a little fashionable at that point, too. That shows how long it lasts.
Right.
France is very fashionable.
Okay, and our very last question is from Jenica. It's from Jenica. What are the latest hairstyles for strawberry-colored hair, and what is the style for next year?
Strawberry-colored hair.
Like me.
Your hair is not strawberry at all.
What is it, then?
It's blonde.
Yes.
Oh, whatever.
Teresa's hair is closer to a strawberry. It's sort of between you and Kirsten.
Is that okay? Me? Am I a strawberry head? We learned a lot about me today.
That's interesting. Fuzzy. No wonder you like strawberry jelly so much.
Fuzzy strawberry,
strawberry head.
Fuzzy strawberry hair. Nothing.
I think more than many other different colors of hair, strawberry looks wonderful in curls. I think that blonde hair looks wonderful in braids. Strawberry looks wonderful in curls. And I'm not sure about black hair. It could sort of do both.
Okay, and so what is the style for next year? What are we looking at as the new law of the land for what we have to wear this year?
Well, it hasn't really been very far into the year yet to know, because I have yet to see what the new Pleasantville lady says about fashion, and also I need to see what the dress fashions are to know what the hairstyles should be. Because it also depends on what your headwear is. If you're supposed to be wearing turbans, bonnets, wide brim hats, or just hair adornments.
Turbans?
Yes, those were fashionable last spring, I think.
Turbans.
Yeah. Turbans with feathers, of course.
I never saw the Parkingtons wearing turbans.
I didn't think they were paying close attention to the fashions.
Did you wear a turban?
It was a shame. Of course I did. It was in fashion.
Okay, who else wore a turban?
Oh my gosh, I like to wear a turban. I don't think my mammy would let me, but I would totally wear a purple turban and go to Mars.
Okay.
Okay. On a flying carpet.
So you're just waiting to see what the Pleasantville lady says, and next time you see Lavender Fox, do you have any idea when we're going to see her next?
I think the next possible occasion would probably be the Parkington's Easter Ball.
Are you going to have that this year, Teresa?
Oh, I'm not sure. We'll see how it turns out.
So anyway, thank you very much for being here, Crystal.
You are welcome.
For answering everyone's burning questions about how to be stylish in Pleasantville and Doll Country in general.
So I think the best way to sum it all up is to look at pictures of me on the Ardoll's website, and you will always know what is in fashion.
That's great advice. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Now it's time for Laura's Letter of the Week. Oh, hey everybody, I'm here. Just barely. I just got off the slopes. I've been snowboarding all morning. But I made it here just to read you this awesome letter from Nancy Merriman to Teresa Berg.
Dear Teresa, I kind of have less freedom to do all the funny things I would normally do now with Mammy taking over the house. I always have to do work and a lot less playing around. What should I do? Should I keep having fun with my life, or should I just be normal, old, boring, and do stuff right like normal, old, boring Felicity? Here are my laws. Number one, flying on a carpet is only legal if you wear your socks inside out and get perfect grades at school. Number two, if you say parapluie 10 times in one sentence, you are obligated to start a chicken farm. Hee hee, lovesies, Nafi M. So that's that. Bye.
Welcome to Mrs. Merriman's Household Management column. Here I will be reading my articles from the Pleasantville Gazette, telling you how to make your home proper, clean, and organized. Good afternoon. This is Mrs. Merriman, and I'm ready to share some advice with you on being a successful mother. This was in the holiday issue of the Pleasantville Lady, so forgive me if it is a little bit about Christmas, but it is overdue on this show, so I thought that I would read it. Many people in this town have come to me for advice on raising children many times, because all of mine have become such well-mannered and cultured figures of our town's younger class.
Shucks.
Oh, you're not supposed to be listening, Nan. Now, the thing you must understand is that my situation is an unusual one. I can afford to hire a governess for my children, and she is the one who is strict with my children and has them do most of their work. For her goes a lot of the credit for their discipline. However, I can give you instruction in another aspect of parenting, which I believe I am fairly good at. As a mother, you must be the one that your children can count on to always be there. For answers, for advice, for guidance, and most of all, for example. Especially during the holidays, this is wonderful to note. Children love Christmas. They are fascinated by every aspect of it. And it is also the season, I believe, that brings out the dormant child in most adults as well. There is so much wonder and history in the holiday which you learned at your own mother's knee, and you remember the fascination of it. You are creating your child's memories of Christmas. My daughter, Nan, sewed a pillow for proper school which has an appropriate message, delicately embroidered upon it. It says, "Everything you do, do it with kindness and love." This is a good description of a mother. It is your job to provide wonder for your children. This season does so very well already for you, with all the stories and the magic work which Santa Claus does for our children every year, as well as numerous other events and people who help make the season magic. But you do not help with their wonder if you yourself are bah humbugging around the town, chatting about how Christmas is nonsense, and you do not have enough time to make presents or gifts because you have to work or you have deadlines. There is time there if you wish to find it and use it properly. Give of yourself. What does that mean? It does not necessarily mean to make more presents for your children, although I cannot help but lavish my wonderful children with presents every year to reward them for being exemplary all and accomplished all year. But it does mean that you should give your time to your children when you are able. Even the smallest thing is forming memories and traditions that they will treasure for the rest of their lives and then pass on to their future children and families. Christmas is the wonderful holiday that it is today because of centuries of mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers who shared the magic of togetherness in the coldest part of the year with their children and grandchildren. So take some time and play a short game with your son. Whether you understand it or not does not quite matter so much as the time you give him. Watch your daughters perform. They do love to share their ideas and songs with you. Help your children with their sewing projects and invite them to share in the baking and decorating. attend celebrations and parties together, dressed in your finest, you will truly enjoy this season. Thank you.
Time to hear what's going on in the doll world outside of Pleasantville.
I know it's been a long time since we've done a section of Doll World News.
Yes.
And so the point to doing this is when there is big news, we talk about it, though. And that is the case in this episode because we have 3 points to talk about in the world of dolls out there in the big wide world.
Outside of Pleasantville.
Yes, that's correct, Kristen. Well, there's a new doll from Hawaii.
Yeah, from American Girl, though.
Oh, did I not mention that? I guess not. Well, yeah. She's from American Girl.
She's the girl of the year, and her name is Kanani Akina, and she loves welcoming visitors to her Hawaiian home, and so she's got all these neat Hawaiian accessories and really long hair.
Gosh, can you imagine being from Hawaii? You can sit out all day and eat coconuts while lying in a hammock on the beach.
I don't think people eat coconuts, man. They drink coconut juice.
Yeah, but people eat the inside of the coconut.
Okay,
There's coconut meat.
Hey, Crystal, what do you think of her hair?
I think it could be put in some wonderful Victorian style.
Uh-huh, why?
Because it's so very long.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like people, well, people who have long hair that's very frizzy on the end are difficult to put in Victorian styles.
Uh-huh.
But her hair doesn't look very thick.
Uh-huh.
So it's thin and long, which is ideal for Victorian hairstyles.
Okay, but she's not Victorian, she's modern. And so she has a ice cream stand, which looks pretty fun, and a nice flowers in her hair, and she even has it's not a surfboard, it's a paddleboard, I guess. And
she has a seal.
Yeah, and a little pet seal, which is really cute.
Oh, cute!
Yeah, I like that little pet seal. I wish we had, like, a port or, like, a seaside area of
Pleasantville. Well, I pretend that my house is next to one.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have a little seal.
No, there. We have more, like, big 3-masted ships.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Not really little paddle boats.
So
kind of cold water.
Yeah.
Like seagulls and stuff.
So everyone's been asking if Kanani's going to come to Pleasantville, and I don't think she really is just because we don't live by the sea.
We don't have a good enough beach for her.
Yeah, she'd really need a good, like, white sandy beach.
Gosh, it looks like a jungle, though. How fun would
probably
that be?
Probably volcanoes.
Kind of like Suzanne's house did that one time.
Yeah!
Yes!
We can pour all that lemon lifty in it and it grew into
a jungle. Yeah, it looked just like Hawaii.
Ugh,
it was so weird.
That is not a good memory. I didn't think we should bring that up.
Oh, didn't you know it was a huge story here on NaziCast?
Yes.
We talked about it all the time.
You did.
Uh-huh.
Why did you do that?
Well, because it was, like,
big
pretty
news.
Crazy. You weren't here. You didn't know. But this was while you guys were gone.
I didn't think Suzanne would appreciate
we had talked
about
the world
about
it.
Her whole house turned into a jungle just like this. Seriously.
I know. They
no hibiscus flowers, though.
They probably had iguanas hanging on the walls.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been great.
Okay, so what else is new?
Well, let's see. I said there were 2 things. Let's find the other thing. Well, there are some new outfits for the historical dolls.
Yay! Except I'm not there anymore.
Kirsten is not one of the lucky ones.
No.
But let's see, which ones are there? Well, there's Julia has a summer skirt. Molly has a polka dot outfit.
Uh-huh.
Kit has a summer
dress.
I like
Kit. It's very sweet.
Rebecca has a lace dress.
Uh-huh.
Addie has a plaid summer dress.
Uh-huh.
Josefina has a dress and a vest.
Uh-huh.
You only say
And Kaya has a powwow dress that's bright electric blue.
Wow. So, okay, let's really quick go around the circle and everybody say which one is their favorite.
All right, quick fire. Crystal, what's your favorite?
I believe that I like Kit's summer dress.
Why?
Because it looks the closest to a fashion that I have.
Oh, okay, like your summer dress, kind of.
Yes.
Okay, Nan, what's your favorite?
Well, does it have to be one I would wear?
No, just which one's your favorite?
Okay, like Kaya's powwow dress.
Okay.
I like Kit's summer dress.
Okay, I'd have to say that I like Kaya's powwow dress, too. I think that's really cute, and I'm pretty sure that Kaya will probably get it eventually. of all the dresses, I think that one is the most likely to come to Pleasantville.
Oh my goodness.
And after that is Kit's summer
dreadful
dress.
Dreadful color combination.
I think it looks great. Like the soaring wind over the river and the flying of the eagle and the sparrow.
I wish I could
buttercups.
Wear something as great as
buttercups?
That.
Buttercups? How did they get in there?
There's a yellow thing on the front.
Oh.
Buttercups. Under the great big sky.
Oh. That sounds interesting.
I will finish this section by talking about this third little thing to talk about.
Uh-huh.
And so this is just sort of a rumor that maybe this year, later in this year, we'll get another doll from American Girl.
Uh-huh.
But people don't really know much about it except for might be a Western-themed doll that might be named Denise or Sarah. Just rumors, mind you, but you know.
And this doll is supposed to replace me?
Yeah, so this has sort of replaced Kirsten. So you want to change your name to Denise or Sarah?
Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No. Okay, but it would be pretty cool if she had a covered wagon and she went out west and stuff. I think I would probably, you know, get some of her outfits and stuff, because that would sort of fit our time period anyway. So that sounds really fun. I'm excited. I love it whenever they come out with historical
stuff. I think that's great that it's historical.
And it's nice that they'll come out with a historical doll and a Girl of the Year in the same year, but that's also because American Girl is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year, so they'll kind of double up the amount of dolls that comes out.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
It's like a big birthday present.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? American Girl is turning 25, and so is Greta.
Whoa, that's really old looking.
What?
That's kind of crazy.
All right, so that's it for Doll World News. We'll come back next time we hear something big going on in the doll world outside Pleasantville, but for now, it's on to the next segment.
Here are letters that you have sent to me in Noffy's mailbag.
We have a lot of questions for my mailbag. So,
yay.
I'm just not going to say anything that's pointless. I'm just going to go right ahead and say what the first letter is.
Oh, I like your pointless things.
Yeah, they're pretty funny most of the time.
Well, that's nice of you to say that, Teresa. Yeah. I appreciate you saying you don't like my pointless. I mean,
I like your pointlessness.
I like your pointlessness, too.
It makes me inspired to be more pointless.
Oh, great.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. So, besides the point, I will start reading this first letter, which is kind of really nice. It says, "Hi, I love NoffyCast so much. Actually, I'd add some more so's, but I don't want that to get annoying." Winky face. "I love Noffy's voice, and when there's a new episode, I try and listen to it ASAP. Your number one NoffyCast fan, Jenica."
Thanks, Jenica. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you. And actually, all of the next letters from people have questions that are about the movie.
Yeah, most of you have probably seen A Pleasantville Christmas.
Raise your hand
now
if you've seen the movie. By the way, we raised our hands.
Yeah, I wasn't really in the movie very much. I just did the Santa Lucia scene, so I
mostly... I was a star in that movie.
I was too.
Oh yeah, I remember that part when you are sort of a star in the Nutcracker.
I guess I was kind of in it too.
Yeah.
So, I guess we were all
just
in
a little bit. Well,
besides Kirsten.
Now, these are all from the Our Dolls message board. So, the Montoya Girls 1 asks, "Would you ever make a movie of Pleasantville all year round, in all the seasons? I look forward to your answer." Crystal?
I suppose they could do a movie about me in springtime. I have a lot of beautiful dresses I wear in springtime that would look wonderful on film.
Okay, Nan?
Well, I think that it's unlikely to have another full-length movie in the near future. Mm-hmm. But what you could probably expect from year-round things would be to have sort of little mini-videos of various things.
Yes, uh-huh. I agree with Nancy.
Yeah, the full-length movie is a big, big process. Okay, next question for Teresa. How did you make Josefina light those candles in A Pleasantville Christmas?
Well, you see, that wasn't actually that hard, because the lights behind the candles are Christmas lights, mm-hmm. and a couple of them poke out through the wall, and the rest of them are behind the wall. Mm-hmm. Now, these Christmas lights go to an end, which then plugs into an electrical outlet. Now, so what we did is, well, Josefina goes along, and she lights the candle, and at the time her mat gets to the candle, somebody's on the other end and plugs in the lights right on cue, so it looks like it catches on fire.
Right, and you'll notice that the frame of the camera is really careful, so you can't see more than one candle turning on, but they were all turning on every single time. It just looks like she's turning on one at a time because of the way the camera's looking at them.
Yeah, so you don't actually see the other ones. In the same time, you see one getting lighted.
Right. So to you, it looks like she's lighting one candle, then another one, then another one.
Amazing!
Yes. Okay, now Felicity Fairy has a question about the script. Did you have a full written script for the movie, or did you make it up as you went along?
Well, we did have an idea. We sort of made a storyboard and just figured out the main plot lines and things and the main characters. But then after that, after we just figured out each of the scenes, when we were actually filming, we sort of just said what came to mind or what we thought would be best. We knew there was supposed to be a storyline going along with it, but we just made ourselves certain points to go around, but it wasn't scripted.
So there was a storyline, but the dialogue wasn't scripted.
Are yes. you kidding? I never knew what I was doing. I always make stuff
Nancy
up on
Nancy would
the
always
spot.
Go into a shot and say, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff, actually, we figured out a lot of the main storyline after we'd shot a lot of the stuff, so we had to film some new scenes to support the important storylines, and that's how we ended up with some deleted scenes that weren't actually important to the story, so they didn't make it in the movie, where we had to film some new scenes that did make the movie more exciting. Like, one of the very last scenes that we actually shot was the Silent Night church service scene, which was definitely not originally in the video, but we thought that we should show everybody celebrating Christmas together.
Everybody said we should have a scene where me and Mommy were together on Christmas Eve, and so
yeah.
that was a really great way to show that everything mm-hmm. has turned out perfect.
Another scene that we added at the very end was the Parkingtons going sledding through the
Oh no, it was
snowy
in our
forest.
Sleigh.
Yeah, you were going out in the sleigh with the
yes.
horse, and that wasn't originally going to be in there because we decided that we needed to see the Parkingtons having fun on Christmas Day.
Yes, we would have gotten forgotten about without that.
Yeah, and then the exact last scenes that we did were all of the scenes where people have their Mars doll presents from Nan.
I was the one that shot the last scene with my Google doll and eating breakfast.
Yeah, that was the last scene in
the
whole
movie. That was the
wrap! So, we did a couple things to be more along the storyline afterwards, but we had
it. I dropped one of my lace gloves.
Anyway, so no, we didn't have a script, but we did have an idea of what the story was supposed to be. Now, Crystal,
yes.
you were in some scenes where this happened. Hallie wants to know, how in the world did you make it snow?
Well, I didn't personally make it snow.
Yeah, I know.
So how do you expect me to know that? I guess I could explain.
Oh, yeah, you're so knowledgeable. Just give them a simple explanation on how we did this. I mean, you know more about it than me, for sure.
Well, probably. I mean, you didn't do it.
No. Huh.
And I was at least there to see it being done.
Uh-huh.
So really, I mean, somebody dropped the snow in front of the video camera, and it was collected usually on a tray below the camera.
Uh-huh.
And then, so you look through the snow from the screen, and you'll see the person, or you'll see the house behind it, and it looks like it's snowing everywhere.
Right, but in some of the scenes, we wanted to create depth, and not have it just falling in front of the camera,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's where it gets messy.
Uh-huh.
Literally.
Uh-huh.
Because then you drop snow outside of the tray, which means it gets all over the place.
Uh-huh.
I think I still have little snowflakes in my hair salon.
There's seriously snowflakes. There's snow everywhere in town. I keep finding it in the food stand.
Oh my gosh, I probably have fur still, I probably still have snowflakes stuck in my fur because I had to be in all those blizzarding shots with the pheasant chase,
uh-huh.
You know that? And it was snowing on me that whole time.
And what about the big shots where it's really storming?
Well, that's when you put all the snow in front of a fan. Yeah. You want to know how to get snowflakes in everywhere? Well, put it in front of a fan and it'll blow it like crazy and you get these great blizzard shots where it just seems like it's really cold, yeah. But it's also really messy.
But it's not just a handful of snow, right?
It's It's full bags of snow dumped in front of a fan and flying all over the world. Pretty much.
Okay, now this one's kind of a confusing question, but I think I've got it. Let's see if you get it. SJan1026 says, is a Pleasantville Christmas supposed to be a representation of Christmas for the residents of Pleasantville, or is it supposed to be a Christmas movie just made by the residents of Pleasantville in which they are acting? I hope that makes sense. I got the idea that maybe the characters were self-aware from the various interviews with the characters on ourdolls.net and the blooper reel at the end of the DVD. So what she's asking is the movie storyline real, or were we just acting?
Well, the truth of the matter is, it was sort of both, because The point of the movie was to show what it's really like in Pleasantville at Christmas time, but then again, every year is different and different things happen every year, and so it needed to have some kind of story to it. Otherwise, it would just sort of be like a tour of, it would be like a blog, sort of. And so I guess we kind of knew we were acting. I guess I knew I was acting, and it's hard to explain because most people don't really act as themselves. So, yeah.
But, so, we were just trying to do an example, so they weren't really blog format. So, you know, things happened that had to be resolved, like Nan getting worried about whether she's going to have any presents or anything. And so all this build-up, and she gets upset, and she has to chase a pheasant, and then she comes home and realizes that her mom was actually going to be there for Christmas. It just, it helps build to the climax of the movie, which is Christmas Eve. It gives the movie just a sort of forward drive, instead of just being like, hey, we're Pleasantville!
Yeah.
How's it going?
You know, people have to create conflicts for movies. That's just what people do, so people were thinking, what can we make Nafi do to make her unhappy? Well, not really. But you know, you gotta have a bit of a counterforce.
Didn't you have a storyline, Crystal?
Oh, yes, well, sort of. I mean, it was just showing Catherine and I being as fashionable as possible.
But what about the whole thing where you think that if it's not snowing outside, you have to throw the tree out the window?
I don't know why you're laughing about it. Oh. I mean to say, it was fashionable.
Right.
I wouldn't want to be seen with a Christmas tree in my house when it was not snowing.
Right.
If it was unfashionable, you see.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're always looking out for yourself that way. All right.
Yes.
Now, Teresa, maybe you can answer this. 4AG Dolls asks, where did you get all the tea sets shown in the movie?
Oh, well, those tea sets would mostly be in my house.
Yeah.
Well, we usually get them at antique shops or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Various stores. Whenever we come across one that is very beautiful, then, of course, we want it.
I have a beautiful tea set.
Uh-huh. I'm glad to hear that, Crystal, but it wasn't in the movie.
Well, I got it for Christmas, didn't
this
I?
This Christmas.
Yes.
So it wasn't in the movie.
Oh.
And Nan, you have a
Correct.
Tea set, too, that wasn't in the movie. I think we just got a lot of tea sets that weren't in the movie. But tea sets are one of the easiest things to find, doll-sized tea sets, because that's the typical thing is to have a tea party with your dolls, right?
That's so cute. Yeah, tea party with my dollies. You do that, Teresa, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like to have more, like, Mars explorations with my dolls.
Uh-huh. Well, the Parkingtons have two different tea sets, actually. They're exactly the same size, and one of them is a rose tea set, and the other one is...
Yes, that one's for spring and summer, and then we have one with a Christmas tree on it for December.
Yeah, and so I think both of them are in the movie.
Yes.
Oh, crap. I need one with a Christmas tree.
Yeah, well, you can work on that next year.
Just Christmas don't time. Throw it out the window if it stops snowing. It'll get shattered.
Okay, Nan, you can answer this one.
Okay,
Felicity
probably.
Ferry says, what scene did you not like deleting from the movie? Have you thought about posting some deleted scenes on YouTube?
probably gonna do that. Probably.
What scenes did we delete?
Well, I know we deleted one scene of Antonio going around town and picking up his presents. You know, things like a rock for
and then there was one where...
Rock and a stick in an icicle.
Yeah. Angelica, Salim, Laura, Megan and Allison went snowboarding, skiing.
There was a whole storyline that had to do with the Windmill family. And Angelica...
It was mostly about Angelica and Laura.
And Angelica, the whole storyline was that Laura loves skiing and is really good at skiing, and she keeps getting Angelica to go skiing with her, and Angelica's just really bad at skiing. So she's trying to be really nice, and Laura keeps asking her to go skiing with her, and she has to come up with excuses why she can't go skiing because she doesn't actually like it. And so there are a couple scenes with that that got cut out. And then there are a couple scenes in the Nutcracker that got cut out just because the whole Nutcracker sequence is about 15 minutes long, which is really long. And so there was a dance that Nan did with Anna, the chocolate dance, that didn't make it in.
It's a shame. We practiced so hard.
Oh, yeah. Man. And then there's also a couple scenes of, about different people, like, getting to the Nutcracker and arriving. Oh, we deleted the original scene of the Montoyas wondering if it was snowing outside, or if it was going to snow. And they're all huddled around the fire because it's cold outside. And we replaced that with them just seeing that it was snowing.
And we deleted when Lisa slips on the ice before she was supposed to sprain her back or break it or something.
Well, because she calls Josefina. She falls on the ice and she goes, Josefina! And then in the movie, it just cuts to Josefina walking into the Grumpy Troll after she's supposedly helped
Lisa. Well, there was a whole scene where she went to Lisa's house and stuff, so Lisa kind of had a bigger part instead of just this cameo role. But the problem was that Lisa's really bad at acting, and also her house looks really, really not as good as everywhere else.
Well, and then the other thing was Suzanne was originally in the movie too, but we just thought she looked weird, so we took her out.
Excuse me! You're talking about my best friend! If you'll stop insulting her, I will leave!
Sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
Yes, you should be sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, I feel like we need to stop talking for a little bit.
Perhaps what? We need a snack?
Yeah, let's all have a snack.
What?
I'll go see if Alex wants to get us something.
Okay, but that's just ridiculous because we're almost done.
Hold on a little bit longer.
Okay. I just had to make sure that I tell you what my challenge is.
Oh yeah, the challenge. Yes.
So it's sort of like a contest. Now, I'd like you all to know that this is a really exciting thing because it has to do with, well, stuff. So, what it is, this is sort of a contest of writing. It's to write a poem about either Pleasantville, or people in Pleasantville, or about NaufyCast, or something like that. And so you can write yourself a poem, and it doesn't really matter how long it is. It doesn't matter what you decide it's about of those things that I mentioned. And this is going to be really fun. Okay, so you send your poem when you write it to me at my email address, naufycast@hotmail.com.
NaufyCast@hotmail.com.
And so when I get it, I'll read them all and I'll decide which one is my favorite. Maybe me and Kirsten and Teresa will all decide which is our favorite.
Yes.
Now here's the really exciting prize. And then the prize is going to be that I'm going to record a video of myself reciting your poem. And who knows what kind of fun things I might do. I might dress up in a costume. I might do a little dance while I'm reciting the poem. It's going to be really creative and funny. So I'm so excited to see what you decide to write as a poem. And I can't wait to hear it. And we will announce the winner of the poem. Well, I think we're going to announce it before the next NaufyCast. Or whenever we get enough.
Or on the next NaufyCast.
Yeah. If we get any poems.
Yeah, but we will. I think we will. We have creative people listening to this podcast.
Yeah, you're creative. That's right. And so that's why I'm excited. And where will I post a poem?
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll announce it on the next NaufyCast. It'll probably be on the main page of ArtDolls.net, but we'll see.
That would be great, fantastic. Oh yeah, by the way, check out my new Facebook, okay? Because I got a new Facebook for NaviCast, guys.
We've been surfing the web lately.
Yeah, all of us.
This year seems to be Hawaiian themed.
Okay, so we've got Arno's Facebook and NaviCast Facebook, and they're both really fun.
Yeah, so search NaviCast once you're on Facebook and like it. And then you'll be able to talk to us all the time.
That sounds sort of like an order. You gotta like it.
Yeah.
Well, you will find it and like it.
Yeah, but that's the way they do it now. It used to be that you could become a fan of
it. I think we should do it in a much more polite fashion. Why don't you go and look around, and when you find NaviCast, we'll just sort of...
You can like it if you want, but you don't have to.
There's a little button that says like, and if you feel like it, you can press it.
Or you could accidentally press it.
As a nice little favor, you could just press this little button that has the word like on it. And that would just be so wonderful. Thank you. You're very kind.
Yes.
That's a much better way to say it than find it and like it.
I didn't say that. You're just putting it in a bad way.
Well, maybe. So that's my contact information. It's NaviCast@hotmail.com. Remember to send in those poems and any other questions you have. Who's our next guest host? Is that rude to talk about the next guest host when you already have somebody like Crystal next to you?
No, remember last time Samantha warned us about being rude to Crystal?
What?
Oh, never mind.
Kirsten. Gosh.
But I'm just so glad we've had Crystal here, because who else could have answered all those questions about fashion? I sure couldn't have.
Yeah.
I mean, without Crystal, we wouldn't have an accurate taste for fashion.
No
here
kidding.
On this panel.
The town would be a lot more boring without Crystal.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yes.
So,
well,
Crystal,
I'm afraid that I really must be going.
Yeah, well, we're all going soon.
Don't forget your glove.
Who should we have as our guest host next time, or should we keep it a secret?
Why don't you have Suzanne?
Well, that's
kind of... I don't know if she would want to, though.
We'll have Suzanne sometime, but maybe not.
She's very busy, you know.
Yeah, I know.
As am I. I'm quite busy.
Mm-hmm.
Very busy.
What if we had my mom come on? She hasn't been on.
That would be fun. Kirsten's mommy.
Yeah.
Her name is, well, Lara Larson is... really funny sometimes.
Yeah, she's great. So, send in your questions for my mom. They can all be all about how we were the first ones here and how we settled Pleasantville and how we're pioneers.
I think we've already heard about that.
Uh-huh. You can send in your questions so you can hear more.
Okay, well, I guess I have to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Lara Larson is really funny sometimes.
Yeah, she's great. Once we figure our life out.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Blooper part.
Okay. It's okay, Crystal. Just shh. Now, Nafi.
That was a bit rude.
Oh, sorry.
Hi. I apologize.
Nice to see you. Hope you're doing great. Anyway, Nan, you're going to want it. From Nancy Merriman to Teresa Berg. Haha, that's funny. They're like, here, and I'm going to read this letter from them, from one of them to the other one of them. But anyway, it's kind of funny. So, dear Teresa, I kind of... just got home.
Oh, just hold on a second, everybody.
We're just holding on because somebody's going to be coming in the door.
Paul just got his Chinese food and now he's coming in.
Yeah, somebody's about to make a bunch of big noise and we don't want you to have to listen to that. So, okay,
yeah,
I'm going to pause the
podcast. No, don't pause it. Okay. Just keep recording it. And I'll cut this part out.
Oh, gosh, really?
Yeah, because I don't want to start a new track because sometimes they get pushed into each other.
Well, we should sing something then.
Happy birthday.
Whose birthday is it?
Today is January the 14th? Wait, hold on. Let me get this right.
It's the 13th.
Okay, I'm just joking.
January the
13th. Yes, January the 13th. I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, is it Friday?
No, it's not Friday,
though.
Oh,
no, it's not Friday.
Then it's not unlucky.
Oh, here's Paul.
Hey, hello. So, yeah. That's pretty much...
I got the shish kebabs!
Okay, so now it's all great, and we can continue on the way we were going before.
Right, can we?
So after the happy birthday and the shish kebabs.
Unless, of course, I should go on a little bit more pointlessly even than before.
Unlucky numbers.
I could probably do that, but would you really like that? I mean, I guess Teresa said she liked it. Why don't you guys email me and let me know if you like me being pointless? Thanks. It'd be very educational for me.
Are you ready?